Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from SHRM, the Society for Human Resources Management. We're kicking off this morning with a shot. Democratic ad maker Mark Putnam was spotted in Scranton's Green Ridge neighborhood this weekend, scoping out the house that Joe Biden grew up in. Biden has returned to the house several times over the years while campaigning. And the Chaser, the Wall Street Journal, is reporting that Biden has been telling supporters he's running as he is trying to line up contributions so he can raise several million dollars quickly. Daniel Lipman also has a story up on how world leaders in Munich last month urged Biden to run. NBC News is reporting that Representative Jim Clyburn in Columbia, South Carolina, called the Trump family the greatest threats to democracy in my lifetime. While Andrew Rustuccia has a story from 30,000 feet on how the president has an ever-expanding list of grievances that he frequently is airing on Twitter. Politico also has a report up that the president is facing a failing strategy on auto jobs as he heads to Ohio today. We've got a first in playbook. Nikki Haley will keynote the Susan B. Anthony List's 12th annual campaign for Life Gala on June 3rd at the Andrew Mellon Auditorium. Meanwhile, Speaker Nancy Pelosi will headline the Ohio Democratic Party's legacy dinner in May, according to the AP. Pelosi was in Ferguson, Missouri, where she pushed back on critics of her impeachment stance, USA Today is reporting. And here's what's on President Donald Trump's mind. He tweeted at 12:04 a.m., "The Democrats are getting very strange. They now want to change the voting age to 16, abolish the Electoral College, and increase significantly the number of Supreme Court justices. Actually, you've got to win it at the ballot box." Laura Barron Lopez scoops that the DCCC raised $11.6 million in February, a record even in an election year. And the New York Times is reporting that Steve King would not answer when a woman asked if he thought a white society is superior to a non-white society. He responded, "I don't have an answer for that. That's so hypothetical." He followed, "I will say this, America is not a white society. It has never been a completely white society. We came here and joined the Native Americans." On the 2020 front, CNN reports that Beto O'Rourke in 2012 said the U.S. government was extravagant and that it needed significant spending cuts. While The Atlantic has a look at how Bernie Sanders has hired David Sirota, who has been on the attack for him on Twitter for months. On the investigations front, CNN reports that Robert Mueller's team says it is very busy this week. And the Jerusalem Post has a piece up that says Jared Kushner's peace plan includes land swaps with Saudi Arabia, according to a recently released book, Kushner Inc., Greed, Ambition, Corruption, The Extraordinary Story of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will leave the White House at 12:10 p.m. en route to the Joint Systems Manufacturing Center in Lima, Ohio. He will tour and later give a speech at the Lima Army Tank Plant at 2:30 p.m. He will then head to Canton, Ohio, where Trump will participate at a roundtable with supporters at the Brookside Country Club at 6 p.m. He will then give remarks at a joint fundraising committee reception before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
The U.S. economy is powered by strong businesses and a dynamic workforce. That's why members of SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, are in D.C. this week advocating for policies that will create better workplaces and a better world. From workplace equity and workforce development to workplace flexibility and workplace immigration, SHRM is committed to solutions that empower work, workers, and the workplace. Learn more at shrm.org/policy.